This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mexico has sent infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero to the U.S., along with 28 other prisoners who were requested by the U.S. government. Caro Quintero is probably best known for being behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent, Enrique Kiki Camarena, back in 1985. And he's scheduled to be arraigned today in Brooklyn Federal Court. Our Juliet Papa is there.
There will be a show of strength as drug enforcement agents walk over together to the federal courthouse, where Rafael Caro Quintero will be arraigned on drug trafficking charges. Quintero topped the agency's most wanted fugitive list, authorities saying he carried out the torture and death of DEA agent Enrique Salazar in 1985. The reputed cartel kingpin spent 28 years in a Mexican prison, released but recaptured in a showdown that killed 14 Marines. His extradition to the U.S. included other drug suspects accused of killing law enforcement officials in different parts of the U.S. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The unprecedented show of cooperation from Mexico comes as Mexican officials are trying to head off President Trump's 25% tariffs on all Mexican imports, which are set to start Tuesday. A man is under arrest in the murder of a 64-year-old woman who was found dead in front of her home in Ozone Park. Police say the suspect, Francisco Sevilla, lives near the crime scene and knew the victim. He's been charged with first-degree murder. Police say the woman had been beaten and may have been strangled. There will be no nurse strike at NYU Langone Hospital Brooklyn. About 1,000 of them had threatened to walk off the job tomorrow. The union representing them has ratified a two-year deal that includes raises of 9.25% in year one and 6% in year two. Rebecca Morogiello is a nurse and case manager at the hospital. She tells 1010 Winds.
We made really significant strides with wage increases. But I think overall, the most important thing that we did was we made significant increases in staffing levels.
NYU Langone will be required to immediately work to hire 100 additional nurses to address the chronic understaffing. The deal also preserves premium-free health care and guarantees an employer-paid pension. The City Council's Committee on Civil Service and Labor is holding a hearing today on those layoffs at the Brooklyn Museum. More than four dozen employees are set to lose their jobs unless the union representing them can reach a deal with the museum. The institution says it's facing a $10 million deficit and that wages make up about 70% of its operating budget. Senior leadership is also expected to take a pay cut, and some exhibitions are being shelved. The workers say they are not the reason why the museum is in financial trouble. The NYPD has released a video of a group of individuals wanted in a robbery pattern involving luxury vehicles. Police say a man was sitting inside a Bentley sedan in front of an office tower on West 28th Street last week when three suspects approached him, pulled out a gun, and demanded he exit the vehicle. Well, the victim shot off the car with the key fob, so the suspects weren't able to take it. They fled in a white BMW instead, without taking the Bentley. 10 minutes later, a similar incident happened in front of 235 East 40th Street. A man was sitting inside a Mercedes-Benz, and he, too, was approached by three individuals who pulled out a gun and told him to get out. He did, and the suspects drove off in his vehicle and the white BMW. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. A diamond dealer from Queens will be sentenced to 5 years probation for defrauding a diamond merchant by covertly swapping real-deal diamonds the victim was trying to sell for lab-grown stones. Those stones were cut to resemble the originals, but they were worth significantly less. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Menashe Sinazayev is entered a guilty plea and agreed to pay $200,000 in restitution. That was the value of the original diamond, which has also been returned to the victim. Three men have been arrested for breaking into several homes in Nassau County, stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and other items.
Authorities say the men broke in through a rear window or a sliding glass door. And once inside, they rushed through the fancy houses in Old Westbury and Muttontown and stole cash, jewelry, designer handbags, and family heirlooms. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cash and items. The U.S. Marshals say they were on the hunt for the trio and found them in New Jersey. The three men are accused of committing the crimes last year. No one was home during any of the crimes. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Some scary moments this morning for a pair of window washers. They were working on a building in Columbus Circle when their rigging came loose. The FDNY says, though, the workers are now safe and inside on the 18th floor. Westchester authorities are investigating the death of a three-year-old whose body was found in the Mamaroneck River. It appears the boy left his home with his dog and walked to the pond, which is two blocks away. Police believe that he must have fallen in and drowned. And police say they don't know what has happened to the dog.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.